Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I will be your host, Mike Bowler, as we take a look at conspiracies in the news for the past 2 weeks. That is the week of ending Friday, December 29th and Friday, January 5th. And thanks to some technical difficulties, I had a few issues getting a recording together, so I'm going to try to, I got quite a few stories here to cover, but I'm going to try to condense them a little bit, because most of the conspiracies that had popped up, there's still some more flat Earth stuff, there's apparently an asteroid that's supposed to hit, according to NASA. So I'm going to kind of peel out some of the ongoing stuff, but with any luck, I'll make some comments on each of the stories, because we've got one interesting story with the passing of Charlie Manson, the well-known cult leader and serial killer, not really serial killer, but a cult leader that had for a brief time terrorized California. The Los Angeles area has finally kicked the bucket and he is gone. And of course, with that, the conspiracies that surrounded Charlie Manson has kind of resurfased, but it hasn't, doesn't seem to be getting any traction. So I'm hoping it'd be kind of nice to see if if that story ever materializes, because there was a couple of conspiracies involved with the Manson and the various killings he's been involved with. There's the lunatic fringe aspect, because the main conspiracy associated with Charlie Manson and the Manson family was that the number of crimes he may have actually committed. He was only really tried for two crimes: the Tate LaBianca murders. These were two separate events where family members had broke into the home of Sharon Tate. Tate was having a party at the time. The family members proceeded to kill the six people they found: actress Sharon Tate, who was 8 months pregnant at the time, Jay Sebring, Abigail Folger, and Wojciech Wieczowski, who were visiting her, and Stephen Parent, who had been visiting the caretaker of the home. The next night, they went on to the house of Leno and Rosemary LaBianca and proceeded to kill them. And of course, the crazy part about this, much of it was driven by Charlie Manson's underlying, belief that there was going to be a race riot breaking out, and he was going to push it along. Apparently, he had encountered a fellow, Bernard Crow, who was a drug dealer, African-American, who apparently they had a disagreement with some money owed between, I think it was money owed Manson. And later that day, went back to his Hollywood apartment and killed him. The goal of that killing, though, even though the real reason why Manson killed this guy was because he owed money, but then used that as the beginning of this race war. This was supposed to be a fellow, he was supposed to be connected with the Black Panthers, which he really wasn't. Unfortunately, the newspapers picked up on that or ran with that story. But needless to say, eventually they caught up with the Charlie and his family. Charlie got life in prison because at the time, California had gotten rid of its death penalty. I believe, I didn't really look up the rest of the family. Some of them did do time. Others are still in prison. More than likely won't see parole. So the underlying has been this kind of a creating a race war using secret messages he got from the Beatles song Helter Skelter. And the family, when they went into these places, wrote with the blood of the victims things like Helter Skelter, Die Pigs, all sorts of stuff. So to try to make it look like African-Americans had done this killing, or at least believing that that's what would be the, what the police would get from this. But they didn't. Eventually, they've been able, were able to link the killings to the family and subsequently Charlie himself. But he was also involved with a few other killings. There was the Gary Hinman killing and a few others. You know what? I am having trouble to see if he was ever tried for the Bernard Crowe or the Gary Hinman murders. These two killings were basically money owed Manson, and the disagreement led to the killing of these two guys. The tape LaBianca murders were this delusion that he was going to create this race war. And of course, there's a lot of speculation if there were other people involved, any other murders that may have been involved with Manson or his family. And this has been an ongoing thing, and there's no evidence has ever really surfaced to link any particular murders to Charlie Manson. I can't find anything that was even considered close to linking to Manson or his family. But then there was the question. Of course, now we get into the real conspiracy or the crazy stuff. There's one about Manson while he was in prison. Earlier, he was in prison. I think it was for some robberies, and was selected to be used for the CIA's MK Ultra, which was a one of the many facets of MK Ultra involved prisoners, LSD, and torture. And of course, the speculation was Manson turned into a government Manchurian candidate type thing, or perhaps even just to program him to, once you give him the keyword, he would go out and do it, you know, turn on and start doing his killing or whatever he was programmed to do. The MK Ultra never got to that point. MK Ultra was an attempt. The main purpose of it was that there was the belief that the Russians had been making breakthroughs in brainwashing and the use of drugs, truth serums, so on. And the idea was that if the Russians have that, the U.S. should have it. So the CIA undertook this program. Of course, it was outside. There was very little oversight on any of these programs within MK Ultra. When these stories started breaking and the CIA began to disavow the use of MK Ultra, and then ultimately, yeah, we did, but this is all we did in that program. Certainly that's a dark spot in the real world of conspiracy, that CIA and their involvement with these odd programs, mostly driven by the belief that the Russians were already doing this and they had made some breakthroughs. The idea of there's a whole bunch of different little side stories that I'm not going to really go into, but there certainly were, you know, the remote viewing where they supposedly a person could see or at least project their minds to a point in space and be able to spy. They were trying to do that, thinking that the Russians were able to do that. Actually, one of the funny stories, or it's actually kind of a sad story, was that the U.S. CIA officials, the higher ups, were believing that they actually did have this ability, or the Russians had this ability, because their agents going into Russia or trying to parachute into Eastern Europe and Russia were almost immediately being picked up and sent off to camps and being executed or made to disappear, depending on who the agent was. If it was an American with Russian language and all that, maybe they could trade him back to the Americans. But almost immediately, within a few hours of them landing in Eastern Europe or Russia, they were being picked up, thinking that the Russians had some kind of mind. They can read minds across whatever. But the reality was, in many cases, there was already a spy. The Russians had infiltrated a spy into the U.S. CIA that was funneling all the schedules of these guys going across. kind of the same with Cuba, because many times the U.S. was paying agents to go into Cuba to try to get to do an assassination hit, only to find out later that these agents actually just took the money and just never did the mission. Of course, the CIA was assuming that the mission went as planned, or maybe the guy got caught so they would disavow the person, but certainly there was a level of incompetence amongst the agents, or the at least in the higher levels, that believing that they were everything was working great, and, you know, their systems were totally secure, only to find out that there was a guy already that was firmly planted in their organization that was able to get send the schedules of when these agents were going to be flown in. But needless to say, there's the MK Ultra connection. Of course, there is the possibility that Manson was also linked to the Church of Scientology and created an offshoot process, Church of the Final Judgment, and had actually learned many of his brainwashing or his indoctrination techniques from the Scientologists. It's an interesting aspect or interesting story, but whether or not he actually was privy to that would have been privy to their techniques, that seems a bit dubious. That the Scientologists, again, they kind of keep those techniques away from those who don't have a need to know. And unless you're totally committed and totally drawn into the organization, you'll never know that you're being brainwashed. And again, the techniques actually, I think, came from some experiments, again, in California, LSD related, and a few things. And I believe Timothy Leary was involved with that program. And when he realized what he was doing, turned on and turned out, or whatever he did. His activities were quite interesting. I haven't delved too deep. I only got that little piece right there. So, but anyhow, that's the Manson conspiracies that are out there, that had just been thrown out there. And another kind of an interesting story came out of Snopes, the top conspiracies of the year 2017. So actually I'm going to run through these guys because, at least according to Snopes, the most popular one has been, the conspiracies has to do with, there's the hurricanes, using weather control such as HAARP or chemtrails to create these super hurricanes or whatever. The Las Vegas shooting, we're probably fairly well versed here. Again, there's a number of, there was the multiple shooter, that there was people, again, the false flags coming out of the alt-right, Alex Jones types. Then there's the Antifa conspiracies, believing that the various violent acts taken on by this group actually didn't occur. That seems to be the conspiracy. Supposedly, there's a conspiracy that there were Antifa super soldiers that would go house to house on November 4th, stealing guns and killing white people in the name of resisting Trump. Conspiracies theorists also linked Antifa to both the Vegas shooting and the mass shooting in Texas. The train derailment in Washington that the claim that an Antifa group poured concrete on the train tracks 15 miles away from the scene of the accident. Of course, the reality was that the train was going way faster than it was supposed to in that section of track and derailed. And of course, then there's Bitcoin has a few conspiracies that seems to have popped up this year. There's, first of all, the main run-up of Bitcoin. Some people believe that it's in a bubble. Again, I've been trying to look into that and trying to figure out if it's a bubble. There seems to be some stories coming out about that much of the pricing is being driven by single investors trying to prop up the price and force the price highs or keep those prices higher. that it's actually in an artificial pressure to keep the price high. So we'll see what happens there. There's, of course, the shadow government of the former president Barack Obama runs. Now, there's been this deep state. There's a lot of, I see this deep state popping up all over the place. And mostly it's, the best I can tell, it refers to anti-government. It seems to be driven a lot by anti-government sentiments against Donald Trump, that the media, ex-elements within the Trump government, who is still somewhat loyal to Obama, has been undermining his presidency. Thing is, this new book that had just come out is kind of, Trump's doing a pretty good job undermining his own presidency. I don't think he needs any more help from anyone outside, but that's my current opinion from what I'm taking from this book. Of course, then there's the belief that and of course, the deep state in Russia the deep state has tapped Russia to influence U.S. elections. This is another interesting story. The Russian media has been denying vehemently that it has anything to do with anything related to our elections. But the head of RT, that's Russia Today, it's a kind of a CNN version for Russian television. And they tend to run a lot of anti-Democrat, anti-Clinton articles, and of course, a lot of pro-Trump, though anyone who is even within the Trump organization who has attempted to question or try to run against Vladimir Putin, they end up being targeted also by Russia. Russia Today is pro-Putin, pro-Russia. They promote numerous conspiracy theories. They even bring in people like Alex Jones on their TV news broadcasts. Okay, so now we also got the Roy Moore. There's all sorts of conspiracies. Mostly it's about election fraud. All these imported from Mississippi to vote. Again, I think I've talked about this quite a bit. No one presents any evidence. And actually, over this weekend, I think probably maybe on Thursday or Friday of this week, this commission that Trump had put together to ferret out the fraud in the election, presidential election, has been disbanded because they found no evidence. Though they're still adamantly believing that there was some collusion or something going on with that voting. But without any evidence, there was no sense in keeping the commission going. A fun one has been the fake Melania Trump conspiracy that Melania is using a body double. Again, I'm reading that new book, Fire and Fury, and Trump and his family, there's something weird going on there. And Melania apparently is not being allowed into the... I don't know what's going on there, really. Some say that she's not allowed into the White House, or she doesn't want to have anything to do with the White House, and possibly to do her first lady duties, that they've inserted a body double to make it look like they're a happy, wonderful conservative family. Again, no proof. Most of it is people looking, comparing to YouTube videos. One may be, one may be brighter than the other. And that means that there's a body double. No, that's just the standard BS that goes on with the. And those were the main conspiracies coming out of for Snopes for 2017. The only real interesting one, actually, I'm going to save that for later. There's a couple conspiracies involving the latest Star Wars movie. And unfortunately, one of them has to do with that would have a spoiler. And I haven't seen the movie either, but I had to read the article to see what it was about. And I'm going to hold off actually talking about that. It's definitely going to, if this stays, in the news, well, I'll be talking about it later. But the only other Star Wars, The Last Jedi conspiracy is coming out of Alex Jones that I think I've talked about this before too. It has to do with the image of the, the rebels who are supposed to be fighting the evil government. I'm a little confused. I'm having trouble figuring out what is the current world, the Star Wars world, what it's looking like now for this series of movies. So I'm going to kind of back out because there seems to be this, I don't know if it's, the current evil Empire-esque, the antagonists in this series of movies, and then are they still fighting the rebels? I'm kind of confused, but don't worry, I'll figure it out for myself. No need to send any or any spoilers on this. So let me figure it out for myself. But Jones has taken found these clues throughout the movie about, that it's promoting lesbianism, it's promoting, anti-conservatism. It's supposed to be a big finger to the current administration of Donald Trump. And of course he did this only watching a half hour of that movie. He got so sick that he had to leave. So take that for what it's worth, because the other story has to do with the storyline itself. But I think there's the spoiler alert, or the spoiler that would happen. I'm not going to, I want you guys, give you guys a chance to watch this thing and, not spoil your movie. So I want to stay away from that, but there's another conspiracy associated with Star Wars. And apparently there's been a number of, again, they're still trying to keep Pizzagate alive, and this Christy Thagan, for some reason, there was a Twitter photo of her on an airplane with her husband and her child, and automatically the alt-right has come after her as being a pedophile or supporting pedophilia, and of course she's fought back, and the story seems to, this person who is doing this, Liz Cronklin, she identifies herself as an author, journalist, and political junkie. She's made a number of YouTube videos. She's been very vocal in support of conservative ideas and, of course, the Donald Trump presidency, and accused Thagan of being a pedophile or supporting the pedophile elements within Hollywood. And of course, then there's the back and forth. This Conklin has gained some notoriety when she had protested a showing of William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar as a affront to authority, and how the Caesar was murdered by senators. She took offense to it. She had been arrested during a protest of Julius Caesar, and she has not let up. And she's been going after anybody who has attacked Trump or many of the conservative ideals. So it's, again, I'm not sure what to make of this, but this is trying to keep Pizzagate alive. That's what it seems to me, is let's keep it alive, throw something else out. And of course, back into the flat earth realm, because there was an article talking about the hollow earth. It's kind of the same craziness, that the earth's hollow, that Nazis and demons live in the center of the earth, or whatever the story supports. So, but then there's Kyrie Irving's. He does a Nike commercial, and again, in that commercial, he kind of gives a nod to the flat earth, through the imagery in the commercial. It actually took me a few times say, hey, wait a minute, that's what he's doing. He's taking that. He's got a square flat Earth. It's not even round. It's like a little square. It looks square to me. Maybe it's a rounded square, but he kind of spins it around. But kind of as a, you know, kind of like a thumb to the nose of haters, I guess, that he believes in the flat Earth. And most of it, it seems like most of the articles I've seen on this is more like, yeah, he's just pushing the flat Earth, and, you know, this is, that's just him being him, you know. And I mean, because he's an idiot, that he doesn't understand the concept of the round Earth, or he doesn't agree with it, you know, whatever. Of course, there's his defenders. Yeah, he has a right to his opinion. No, he's sure he's got a right to his opinion, but he's better be ready to stand up for that opinion. Because on the other side, now this hasn't hit the news yet, but a friend of the show, Jimmy G, pointed out that Taco Bell's been running an Illuminati commercial. Of course, in the commercial, it's Bell-Luminati, and for a dollar. And then they do all the all-seeing eye and the pyramid, and they do all these counting of the bricks in the pyramid. You know, that there's 20 steps. I don't think that's right, but of course there's 20 steps, and of course 20 items on their $1 menu. You know, making all those type of, you know, the weird connections. And is it the Illuminati or is it the Bell Illuminati? And the commercial ends, and if you watched it for what it was and you didn't even know what this Illuminati stuff was, it's like, you know, what the heck was that? I mean, but you did realize they're promoting their $1 meal, and they're, you know, you can get, you know, whatever, you kind of get that part of it. Of course, YouTube has you're starting to see videos pointing to this Bell-Luminati, that this is, now they're not coming out and saying that apparently they, you know, these are people who do believe that there's an Illuminati. This is, again, the Illuminati, Freemasons, the idea of the secret societies that are running the world, that are manipulating all our, everything we do, our money, our home, you know, property, what we can own, what we can't own, all this kind of stuff. And that the Illuminati is so secret, nobody really knows who they are, what they are, and what they're really doing. But they know they're out there. They're out there, and they're out to get you. And of course, the idea is, in these videos, is this is the Illuminati showing their, you know, they want you to, they send out a little, it's like a subliminal messages, you know, the all-seeing eye, the pyramid on the dollar bill, the, you know, the hexagon where the, you know, whatever the, there's like supposedly, or it's supposed to be the Freemasons symbol superimposed on Washington. There's all these different little things, and these are clues to say that these people really do exist. They really are running our government, and they're telling you right off the bat what they're doing. And of course, that's what these videos try to portray all the time. They try to say, okay, yeah, there's, you know, this symbol means such and such. This is what, and of course, a lot of times these symbols, what they say they mean really doesn't. It really doesn't matter. They're just symbols. I mean, I don't know why you got to be scared of a little scribble of you got the level and the compass for the Freemasons. So there's again, whenever something like that appears in a commercial or a movie or a TV show, there's always these people who think, here it is again. They're showing that they exist. They can put this stuff, they can be anywhere that they want to be. They can put their little symbols in the movie, or they can do the symbolic whatever's in the movies. You kind of see that in the movie Watchmen. Watchmen, I really like the movie, and I've kind of read the comics to go along with it. And I love Rorschach's tenacity in believing these conspiracies. The guy, I don't know, it's kind of like, of course, we're dealing with an, in, if you're not familiar with Watchmen, it's set in a alternate universe where Richard Nixon is still president because he was able to come up with another or was able to push through a amendment to the Constitution that allowed him to run again. There was, of course, then there's the animosity. The Cold War was still going on. All sorts of stuff. And of course, the real hidden hand was one of the Watchmen, this, the smartest man in the world running the, you know, he had all the, controlled all these businesses. He could do whatever he wants. He builds a free energy system to, save the world and ended up, well, I don't want to start spoilers, but they go through and they realize that this guy was going to try to, well, basically destroy Dr. Manhattan, one of the characters. And of course, Rorschach has been documenting all this and so on. And the a lot of symbology is thrown in there, the connection to the Egyptian. There's like all sorts of stuff. And it's that got Alex Jones kind of up in a roar that, again, this was all this stuff was Hollywood saying, here it is, you know, there is the Illuminati, they're real, we're running Hollywood, here's our symbols. So that's what that's all about. So I'm going to call it a day for this show. This is for the past 2 weeks. Certainly do appreciate you hanging on. I kind of peeled out some of the stories because I wanted to try to shorten this up a little bit because I'm almost at an hour, or I'm recording this. I'm about at 45 minutes. I'm probably going to end up being able to knock out a half or 15 minutes of this. So you're probably hearing this about 30 minutes. So again, I'd like to thank you for listening. I have no real announcements. I'm going to still try to stick to the weekly schedule. A thing that I've been doing though, I've been trying to, as I'm going along, and I'm starting to see some issues with the stories that I am talking about. So basically what I try to do is I select the stories because I want to shoot for much better source story for the stories. I want to find better sources for the stories. So I'm not going to go to InfoWars to get my stories. I'm going to, or the New York Times, Washington Post, Chicago Tribune, whatever the much more legitimate news sources, because I'm finding even Newsweek may be unreliable in a sense that many of the stories there are being planted by the Russians, but that's just from research. But again, that'd be a good place to go to get the conspiracy, because that's where the conspiracies usually come out of. So I'm trying to kind of find a good way to get a good story, solid information for the story, try to find find the story, find the conspiracy. Sometimes it's the conspiracy itself comes out, or someone reporting that so-and-so is talking about a conspiracy. So finding that happy medium, that's going to be one of the things that's going to kind of drive where the show, or the stuff I'm trying to present on this show on the weekly basis. So I'm trying to, like I said, I'm trying to get the better sources for crazy stuff. So, but again, thank you for listening. I will be back in a week. Hopefully, you'll hearing from me Monday. That's kind of the plan to put out the show. I will be, I'm back to work, 2 weeks off. Got a new computer, kind of working pretty decent. I did find some issues. Now my microphone's picking up better for some reason. I don't know what I did. I don't know if I rearranged things enough or rearranged my computer better. But needless to say, everything's working great now. I can get the stories out. Hopefully, I try to stop it Friday, collect the stories, do some writing on Saturday, try to record Sunday for a release Monday morning. This one will be out probably maybe a day late. So hopefully that'll work out okay. And thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you a week from now. Thank you. Good night.